Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to steveharveyfm.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. See that?
Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, the Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject: my husband is a thug and a prominent pastor. Okay. Dear Stephen Shirley, I've been married for 7 years. I'm 43 and my husband is 38, but he acts like the world owes him something and always has a chip on his shoulder. He is argumentative and a wannabe thug. He grew up in a rough area and he had to make it out of the hood on his own, but he won't acknowledge that he's in a much better place spiritually and financially now. He will preach a good sermon on Sunday, but Monday through Saturday, he curses, drinks, and he's a womanizing thug. He curses like a sailor, and he loves to brag about fighting and who's behind he could whoop if he had the chance. He's cheated on me twice. The second time it happened, I checked out of the marriage. I would love to divorce him, but I can't because he is my sole source of income. I got laid off in April of last year, and I'm having a hard time finding a full-time job. He stands in the pulpit on Sundays while I sit amongst the two or more women he slept with at the church. A few Sundays ago, a female church member approached me and said my husband made inappropriate remarks to her. I told her that she should tell her husband. A couple of days later, my husband came home and said he got into a verbal altercation with the lady's husband, and I acted surprised. My husband was flustered and embarrassed. I'm thinking all of the men in the church need to know what he's up to. The two church members he slept with are married, and I think their husbands should know what my husband has been doing. Should I start a war at the church or leave vengeance up to the Lord? Well, I'll say no, definitely don't start a war at the church. And First Lady, you know the Bible does say vengeance is mine. You know that. Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. So you already know the answer to that. The question is, what are you going to do? I mean, I'm trying to figure out how you're still with him. He's a hypocrite. He's supposed to be a changed man and, you know, all of that, practice what he preaches every Sunday. And, you know, of course, I'm not saying that he should be perfect because, you know, he's still a man, of course. But nothing in the letter says that he's a man of God, except for that he goes Sunday and preaches a good sermon. But after that, Monday through Saturday, you know, he's all in this thug life or whatever he's been trying to do. You say he's a womanizing thug, but then you're dependent upon him financially, so that makes it hard for you to leave. He's a cheater. You've been humiliated every Sunday when you see these women's faces. Your man is sexually harassing women at the church and just wrong. He's just wrong on every level. I mean, you can't change him, But I guess you should be planning your escape. I mean, I say escape because you got to get away from him at least for a little while. You got to do something. I mean, he's not showing any signs of stopping. He's not showing any signs of remorse or anything. And he's being very disrespectful and self-destructive, you know, really trying not to. I do ask you this. Try not to make any emotional decisions like telling the husband, you know, like you said at the end of the letter, let God handle that. You just continue to look for a job because, you know, something is going to give eventually. See if you have any friends or family members you can trust that maybe can help you. And in the meantime, maybe you could suggest counseling. I doubt if he'll go. Maybe you can suggest that. But definitely you have to change your situation, your pattern, what you're doing. So start saving up if you can, you know, get a little part-time job or something. You're looking for full-time, but you got to get out of there because this is not healthy, especially for you. Steve?
You know, this letter right here, it starts off as a major conflict, just the subject. Mm-hmm. My husband is a thug and a prominent pastor. What? Okay, let's just deal with the he's a pastor part. Because he's really not a thug. He's really, really not. He's nothing in this letter he does is thuggish. But he's supposed to be a pastor. So let's get with the conflict right away. He acts like the world owes him. First of all, you 43 and he 38. What did he say to you to get you in the first place? I don't even understand this here, but that ain't what the letter's about. But let me show you the conflict of him being a prominent pastor. First thing, he acts like the world owes him something. Here's another one. He always has a chip on his shoulder. Here's another one. He's argumentative. And last but not least, he's a wannabe thug. How the hell did he get to be the pastor?
Right.
I mean, just these four qualities right here. How did he become a prominent pastor? He grew up in a rough area, had to make it out the hood on his own. You know how many of us got that story?
Three on this show. Three on this show.
Damn near everybody I know. That's anything damn near got that story.
Everyone.
Hell, all us on this show got that story. So what is he talking about? He don't acknowledge that he's in a much better place spiritually. What?
I can't tell you.
This letter is just too much for me. All right, here we go. He will preach a good sermon on Sunday, but Monday through Saturday, he cusses, he drinks, and he's a womanizing thug. Okay, now, let's go back. He's your husband, and you're putting up with the cussing, the drinking, and the womanizing. He cusses like a sailor, loves to brag about fighting.
Hold on, Steve.
And who's behind he could whoop if he had a chance.
Mm-hmm. We'll have part two of Steve's response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Subject, my husband is a thug and a prominent pastor. We'll get back into it right after this.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject, my husband is a thug and a prominent pastor.
All right. The prominent pastor has these following qualities. He acts like the world owe him something. He always got a chip on his shoulder. He's argumentative, and he's a wannabe thug. You're married to him. He worked his way out the hood, but he won't acknowledge that he's in a better place because he wants to hold up this little thug mentality for some dumbass reason. He'll preach a good sermon on Sunday, but Monday through Saturday, he cusses, drinks, and he's a womanizing thug. So he has a lot of women, and obviously you know this. Cusses like a sailor. He loves to brag about fighting and who's behind he could whoop if he had a chance. You always got the chance to jump on somebody. If that opportunity is available 24/7, you just go on over there and start the fight. If that's what you want to do. He just talking. He running his damn mouth. He ain't whooping nobody ass. But this dude right here is worse than that. Now, you said he's cheated on me twice. The second time it happened, you checked out the marriage. Then you say, I would love to divorce him, but I can't because he's my sole source of income. Okay. Now, we have to deal with this part for a second. So, I understand that. I mean, look, don't think I don't. So, I got it. You ain't got no means of taking care of yourself and everything. I get it. I'm not naive to that. But now, let's go over what you have to swallow to have this roof over your head and car to drive. He act like the world owe him something. He's argumentative, got a chip on his shoulder. He's sleeping with women at the church. You know about it. And you got to deal with all that if you want to keep having the key to that house. Is it worth it? Is it worth it? You know, I would love to divorce him, but I can't because he's my sole source immigrant. I got laid off in April last year, having a hard time finding a full-time job. He stands in the pulpits on Sundays while I sit amongst the two or more women he slept with at the church.
That's a hard one.
You a bad girl. You a bad girl, man. You's a bad girl. And you gotta swallow a lot. Look, I don't know where your relatives at. I don't know who you could move in with temporarily. I don't know if you think you walking away from something and leaving it to somebody else. But you ain't got nothing, though.
Right.
I mean, he's doggish, man. This dude is doggish. But he's the one that got it. A few Sundays ago, female church member approached me and said my husband made an inappropriate remark to her. You told her you should tell her husband. A couple days later, my husband came home, said he got into a verbal altercation with the lady's husband and acted surprised. What happened to all that ass whooping he was going to do?
Yeah.
See, remember that?
Right.
Remember that?
Yeah.
You know, yeah. If you really wanted to whoop somebody's ass, this was the perfect opportunity. Dude up in your face, accusing you of something you probably going to act like you didn't do. So you going to act like you didn't say it. You got to because you the pastor. Because you can't admit it because you know if you admit you did what you said, you know this dude going to light into you. So your little husband is a little coward. Now, my husband was flustered and embarrassed. Once again, what happened to this ass whooping he been wanting to do? See, the man approached you, now you flustered and embarrassed. Where is all these ass whoopers at, man? Will you come on? Give me one. Come on, Jack Johnson, show me something. All right. I'm thinking of all the men in the church that need to know what he's up to. The two church members he slept with are married, and I think their husbands should know what my husband has been doing. Okay, now, your husband has been talking about whooping a lot of people's behind. But if you go to these women, husband and tell him this, he sure gonna be involved in some ass whoopers deal. And he ain't gonna want neither one of them. But they gonna do something to your husband. See, they gonna do something to him, man. So I agree with Shirley. I don't think you should say it to them. I think the bigger problem for you is what you gonna do. I think that's the bigger problem. I think your situation, you should start focusing on you. You've already checked out the marriage. It ain't much of a marriage. What you're willing to lose, you don't have. You don't have no... He's disrespectful. He's misleading. He's overbearing. He's the bully pulpit. He's abusive to you. He treats you any kind of way. And if I were you, I would just find a way to remove myself from that situation. All you got to do is go on about your business. You ain't got to do nothing. You can't stand in the pulpit, claim to be God's man, and be doing what you want. You might be getting away with it to them people, but you ain't getting away from God. You walk away from this. Go set yourself up. Go stay at a relative's house. Get out of that situation, because the London Bridge is falling down.
Yeah. All right, yeah. Post your comments. Thank you, Steve, on today's Strawberry Letter. It's Steve Harvey FM on Instagram and Facebook. Check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on demand.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.